It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 36 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Baseball's in full swing, softball's going all over the place, weather's ruining in all of it, and we're going to talk about every bit of it this week as we go through all the local teams in Southwest Arkansas. Tony Stowers, Jeff Tuttle, we even got Tyler Massey in with us today. And we got other things to talk about too when we get done doing that. We're going to hear a little bit from Jim Cross. So we got a busy day going. We're going to start off with the Leopards. Tony and Leopards had a good week last week.
Leopards did have a good week last week. Matter of fact, they're on a four-game winning streak. A Tuesday game that went into Thursday because it was suspended and then resumed Thursday. Whip up on the Scrappers, man. 13-0. And that was no fluke. We dominated them. And I saw a post on the Nashville baseball Facebook page where he called DeQueen the hottest team in the conference. Mm-hmm. So that's classy and a little acknowledgement there, and we really appreciate that. Friday, we go to Hope. We beat them 10-0. And then yesterday, beat Malvern 2-1 in a game that DeQueen's probably going to tell you, Crocker's probably going to tell you, we probably should have beat them worse than that. But it's a win nonetheless. And the Leopards are in good shape to get to the regional in Nashville now. Really good shape.
And that's a good thing. That's what they're looking for, getting to the regional. And they've been playing really good, outstanding pitching by two sophomore pitchers, Logan Patrician and Connor Shelton.
Absolutely. I'm telling you what, man, the young arms for the Leopards have really been coming through.
Yeah. So their bats kind of warmed up as the weather warmed up a little bit too.
Yeah, and getting timely hits. Early in the season, we were getting some runners on base, but we couldn't get that hit when we needed it, and that's starting to come through for us now. Unfortunately, that aspect has kind of switched fields on us, and the Lady Leopards, they lose Tuesday 5-1 to Nashville. They beat Hope 8-1 on Friday, and then yesterday lost 4-2 to Horatio, and it's the opposite. You know, runners at second and third, nobody out, and you don't score. Yeah, and it was a great defensive play by the young lady Glasgow from Horatio.
Yeah, yep.
But bases loaded once, and we got one run, or we didn't score. I don't think we scored.
No, the only time we scored was the last.
That's right. So the timely hit that the Leopards were so desperately needing, they're starting to get, and then the Lady Leopards were getting that early in the season, and it's kind of gone away.
Well, one of the things that I noticed yesterday, and I know Coach Lights has talked to me about this in a couple of other games they had, you know, we actually had more hits than Horatio did. And Horatio played a great game.
Yeah,
I want to give them credit, both offensively and defensively. Bella Green, great pitcher, left-handed, did a really good job. Don't think she walked anybody, did she, Tony? No walks. She scattered.
You had to earn everything you got.
Yeah, she scattered 8 hits.
Yeah.
But the Lady Leopards had 8 hits.
Yeah.
And they hit a lot of hard balls right to people. And people may, you know, give the Lady Lions credit. They made a lot of great plays. Katie Glasgow on second base made several line drive catches.
Ranking girl.
Ranking girl. Yeah, oh, she's a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, she is. Yeah. Well, they turned two double plays in the ball game. One was a 4-5 when we picked off third. And then one was a 6-4-3, which you don't see a lot in girls softball, many 6-4-3 double plays.
No, and she did a good job. And then you talk about the Williamson girl out in center field. You know, there were a couple of times that we could have scored. She cut off hits that kept them from scoring. Yeah, she did.
That shortstop's going to Rich Mountain.
Yeah. Kenley Rankin's going to go play for Coach Neely at Rich Mountain next year. So
she's definitely
the real deal. But
we kept saying during the broadcast we got to try somebody else because we're not getting a ball by her.
That's right. But anyway, I mean, we hit the ball well. We just got them hit right at people. And so, I think hopefully that'll turn around some. I mean, Perry's pitching her heart out.
Yes, she is.
She's doing, you know, if you ask me about yesterday,
she didn't have her stuff as well. You know, we go down to Hope Friday, and I'm going to tell you, she threw 40 strikes that were called balls. I'm just telling you, the guy wasn't even looking. If there was an inside,
was Angel Hernandez?
You know? It was his. It must have been kin to him. When if it was an inside pitch, the guy had his head turned looking at us by the time the pitch crossed.
Yeah,
the plate.
He was afraid of the softball.
Yeah,
he had the best catcher in the conference in front of him, and I'm not sure what he was afraid of, but it was obvious he was jumping out of the way. There's no way he knew whether a ball or a strike was.
Yeah, he looked like Denny Terrio on Dance Favorite.
Here's the deal. I mean, all that protective equipment is in the front of you. It does you no good to turn to the side.
No, you'll get hit in the side.
You're a lot more apt to get hit that way.
That's exactly right. But anyway, I felt sorry for Perry because, I mean, there were a lot of pitches that I thought caught the inside corner of the plate that she didn't get. But anyway, they did a good job versus Hope. Hope, for some reason, is always a tough game for us. We've talked about that, but we won 8-1, and you know, really
beat them for the 15th time in a row.
Yeah, that's 15 in a row, though. Mm. So that's,
but they're not, you know, 15-0 games.
No,
they're usually 7-1, 6-1, you know, 8-2, things like that.
8-6.
Yeah. Eight, we had an 8-6 game with them last year.
That's right. But anyway, anything else? You want to talk about the Leopards this week?
Well, it's hard to determine.
What I've got there, don't you?
Yeah, I know, and that's what I was.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I mean, with
great
the weather,
crap.
You know, when Tyler was doing the weather on the radio earlier today, and I just said, "Quit, just quit, just quit saying that,
stop it."
But I mean, every day there's a chance of rain. So you know, the thing about it is, you know, if there's a 30% chance of rain, you think, well, okay, we'll probably get to play. But if that 30% falls here, you could not get to play that day.
Right.
And so we've got games scheduled every day.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal today. Malvern has the long ride, and you've got to make a call much earlier today than you would make it. And it looks like the rain's going to start about 4 o'clock. And if you wait till tomorrow, you're likely going to get the game in. It doesn't look like it's going to rain tomorrow. So they may make the call today early on to not play today and just to keep Malvern from driving down here and have a situation like we had with Nashville last week.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, you know, softball schedule for today probably be played Wednesday afternoon, more likely.
I would say that's a good guess.
And then you've got Malvern at Malvern baseball Thursday, and then Camden Fairview baseball Friday night here.
Right.
That's what's scheduled.
Weather permitting, obviously. Yep. But
and then especially with Arkansas, when you're traveling, the weather is so volatile county to county, it seems like sometimes. So what may be good here isn't good there. What is good there isn't good here. So it's like it's impossible to know.
Well, you know, that's the thing about when you our conference is stretched out so far. Mm-hmm. You know, he talked about Malvern. Well, you talk about Camden Fairview. They're going to have to leave at noon.
Yeah. What is that, 4 hours?
That's probably three.
Three?
A little bit
three,
less than three. On a bus, definitely. Probably three.
Yeah.
On the school bus.
Yeah.
Unless you get that school bus driver from The Simpsons.
That's true. But one more thing about the Leopards before we go. Tony, we need a Shelter Insurance Leopard Player of the Week.
Logan Patrician. And we could have went a lot of ways with this, but Logan Patrician, over 2 days, shuts out the Nashville Scrappers, who's the number one team in the conference. We win 13-0. To me, that doing that against Nashville is what pushes him over the top, and it makes our Leopard Player of the Week.
Yeah, just want to – I agree 100%. Logan, great job, and he deserves to be our Shelter Insurance Leopard Player of the Week. Just want to give Slam Graham a shout-out.
Yeah.
Grand Slam home run against the
Scrappers. That's why I say we could have went with Connor Shelton.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a week where it would have been nice to do multiples. But
yeah.
It is Slamming Sam Graham, right?
That's right. That's what we call him, Sam Graham.
Yep. I like it.
And it did a good job. Anyways, well, let's move on, and we'll move over to the Cossatot River Eagles at this point in time. Tony, Eagles 4-6 on the year. They lost to Mena 6-3.
Well, we're not playing Mena.
And then they lost to Cedarville. Oh, actually, they won at Cedarville 15-9.
Yep. And they got a big week, and there's no way they're getting all these games in. We said that about the last week, too. Mm-hmm. They're home against Caddo, they're home against Blevins, and then at Waldron. So, you know, everybody's trying to get games in this time of year, and it doesn't look like the weather's going to cooperate.
Well, you know, the thing about a lot of these fronts that come through, I mean, like the one that came through last week, you know, we didn't get a whole lot of rain, and we were able to do that game down in Magnolia and down in there. It rained 10 inches.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and it rained like two here, something like that,
yep.
You know, over two or three days. But it rained a lot more down there. And you get on the wrong side of that front line, and it can just rain on you and rain on you and rain on you. And there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You just got to cover up what you can cover up. But you can tarp a field, and it still doesn't matter if it rains that much. Yeah. You know, it's not going to help. You know, only place you can play is at Nashville because they got turf. And nice field they have over there too. But anyway, it looks like the, you know, like you said, an ambitious schedule for the Costite River Eagles and Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles are 2-8. They lost to Hackett 20-0 and lost to Cedarville 15-14 in an offensive slugfest.
I bet that game took 4 hours to play.
We hadn't seen a 15-run game in a long time.
29 combined runs.
That's right. I bet that was fun to watch.
It would have been fun to call, too.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway.
Somebody would have had to brought me lunch. But
yeah, and supper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another shirt.
Yeah.
And another shirt. That's exactly right. Very astute of Tuttle back here.
Yep. So we got our Union Bank Eagle Player of the Week, Tony.
Chelsea Carterby, which she's, you know, she was our player of the week several times during basketball season. She had 5 hits last week, so we're going to go with her.
Okay, Chelsea Carterby, congratulations for being the Union Bank Eagle Player of the Week this week. Let's move on to the Foreman Gators, Tony, if you don't mind.
I do not mind. I just wonder, Jeff, was you at the game with the Foreman?
I didn't get to go.
Okay.
So. We're not going to get Tuttle's insight on that, I don't guess. But it looks like the Gators 1-6. They played Dirks last Tuesday and lost 15-0. Friday they lost to Horatio 16.
That's a tough draw in a week.
It is,
man.
That's what I was just thinking.
That's a, you know, the schedule maker might want to split that up a little bit.
Yep.
Just saying.
And well, you know, I think probably what it comes down to is weather.
Yeah, I think.
I mean,
right.
You know, we here we are. We're in the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah.
So you got to get this stuff done. And so,
yep.
You know, that it kind of comes down that way. Now, Lady Gators.
How does that happen on Friday at Horatio with the Lady Gators? 25-2 as a loss for the Gators.
The Lady Lions are very good, as we found out yesterday.
Right. But I've heard a game get called on the 15th run.
Yeah.
Where in the middle of an inning.
Probably a 3-inning ball game.
Yeah,
I see. So that's only if it's okay.
You got to get to the third inning.
I see. Okay. Okay. So you can. All right.
Yep.
25-2 is monument. I mean, that's a.
Yeah. But I can see Horatio doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can
very
too.
Good. Very good.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they. I mean, they're just. They're really, really good and as solid a defensive team as we've seen all season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they don't beat themselves. You know Bella Green. Didn't walk anybody yesterday, mm-hmm. So she don't give you any free passes. You got to earn everything you get, mm-hmm. And it makes a difference.
Yeah. If you hit it to them, they're going to catch it.
Yeah.
They're going to put you
ranking
out.
Girl. She catches things that she shouldn't catch.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
It's crazy. I mean, I've been watching more baseball and listening to these games, like how many different legs of the bar stool you need to have a good team. Like if you have a great pitching, a great at bat, but
Usually, over a season, weakness will find you out.
Yeah.
If you can be strong everywhere, and if you have one, you know, niche in the armor, it will usually find you out.
Yeah. It's interesting.
But anyway, so you talked about the Lady Gators. Their one game last week, it was a drubbing by Horatio, 25-2, which is no shame in that, as we just got through saying.
Yeah.
They've got this week, they've got Spring Hill last night, and Tuesday, today, they've got Dirks if they can get it in.
Right.
You calling that game, Jeff? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No radio for Dirks there, but our Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week this week, Tony?
Caden McIver.
Baseball
player, senior baseball player for the Gators.
Looking forward to hear about them next week. Let's talk about the Lions.
Let's do it.
Lions had a good week. They're 9-7 overall. They beat Akron 17-0 and beat Foreman Friday 16-0.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Lions 16-5, and they're in first place in their conference.
They're undefeated in the conference, mm-hmm. and from what I've seen, they are the clear favorite to win the thing. They beat Akron 16-1. They beat Foreman 25-2, and then they beat our Lady Leopards yesterday 4-2. And you just look at them, Greg, and solid defensively, solid in the circle, puts the bat on the ball. They are going to be tough out for somebody.
Yeah, they are. They really are, and fun team to watch.
Yeah,
they really were. We, yeah, you know,
that got middle of the them. Infield with Glasgow and then and Rankin. And then the Williamson girl in center field, strong up the middle. The Van Vos girl hadn't caught, I assume in years, caught yesterday and did a sensational job.
Oh, yeah.
So you put Bella Green in the circle, they are real strong up the middle. And that's, you know, the people who know a lot about it say that's what you got to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So. They really are. And aggressive on the base pass when they get on there. They run well and just are very – very good team. Yeah, yep. Interesting, fun to watch, and they're good. They're a good team. This week looks like they've only got one game scheduled. They were smart. They knew it was going to rain. Yeah, just Friday at Murfreesboro.
Yeah, out of Fenway.
Big game for softball.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Murfreesboro is undefeated. Also, they're mm-hmm. just a half. They're 4-0, and Ratio's 5-0.
Yeah. Yep. So Murfreesboro must have two games this week.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably, if they can get them in. But anyway,
our Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
That's what we need.
Well, Bella Green, no earned runs in the win versus the Queen yesterday. Did not walk a batter. Played solid defense in the circle. I mean, again, this is a place where we could have went two or three directions, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly in the middle of that lady line defense. But we're going to go with Bella.
Yeah. Mm.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. And without shout out to Williamson, who had a double.
Shout out to Rankin. Shout out to Glasgow.
Yeah.
Shout out to Van Vos.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Big week for all them. Good players and fun to watch. We appreciate getting the opportunity to watch them play.
I like it.
Yeah. So,
well,
you know what time it is.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on to the Ashdown Panthers, as I've been waiting for. But first, let's take a second to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen. 870-642-8387 is the number to call to schedule your appointment today. We recently had to use them for a very sad ordeal. And let me just say that Dr. Martin is the man. He knows how to mm-hmm. how to deliver news. He knows how to tell you. He knows how to be there for you and all that. So it's no wonder they have a 5 out of 5 rating across how many? 267 reviews so far, 5 out of 5. All of the staff there taking great care. Whether it's routine checkup, just simple picking up medication, or, you know, if something is serious, DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic are the places to go here in Southwest Arkansas. They got you covered. Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181 is the number to call to schedule an appointment today. And again, 5-star ratings across the board on their Google reviews. So check them out, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic and DeQueen Animal Hospital.
Yep. Great people,
absolutely.
Great service, got you covered all over Southwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Don't believe all those Google reviews, though, because they've got all those kids, and that's who's doing those.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
Just so you know, I'm kidding.
Yeah, of course.
You know I'm kidding.
Of course. You know, people are very, you know, worried and their pets are very important to them. So if they're going to leave a positive review, you know that means they had a great time.
Most people who take the time to leave a review, a lot of times that's, you know,
a negative. Yes.
That people leave a review and it is a positive, mm-hmm. that means they really wanted to get their comment in.
Absolutely. So shout out to them and thanks so much for sponsoring the show this entire time. And it makes sense. We got Jim Cross on the line.
Jim, good to have you here again this week. What's going on with Panther Sports?
Well, yesterday we had a big win with the boys. We played Redwater and Cutter Dollarhide, the junior, had two doubles and a home run. And we finally kind of had the big inning, so hopefully that'll give us some momentum going into the Arkadelphia game and the Malvern game this week if we're able to get them in because of the weather. The boys lost a very tough game against Camden Fairview on Friday. You know, we out-hit them. They had more errors, but they moved the runners over, hit a couple sacrifice flies, and took advantage of the situation and beat us. And so just like DeQueen, we're right in the middle of the pack here. And so these next 2 weeks, you know, there's going to be a couple good teams left home for the regionals.
Absolutely. Yeah. There really is. Dollar Hyde would be a great last name for a country music star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like got a little country in him. That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
The guy who won The Voice a couple of years ago was named Bryce Leatherwood. And that's a great name.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it is.
There was a catcher last night for the Redwater Dragons that I love saying his name. His name was Cade Pipes.
Oh, that's a great name for a catcher.
It is, yeah.
Well,
but yeah, this is a big week for everybody, and you know, as we've all kind of gone through the conference season, I've kind of said there's really nobody better than anybody else. There's really nobody worse than anybody else, and so at the same time. You know, the first place team, you know, you guys beat them 13-0. And then, you know, then we're losing to Camden Fairview, who we dominated the last game. So, I mean, it's, you know, these next 2 weeks are, you know, if you don't go 3-1 at least, you could be left home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we just squeaked by Malvern yesterday 2-1 after beating Nashville 13-0, you know, so you just don't know. Yeah.
No, you don't know. You don't know. It's, you know, I get myself in trouble by saying this on the radio. But the game is so different than the way I played it as a kid and the way I coached it. And, you know, it's a free-swinging game. And just like the other night, we walked two guys in a row against this, and then we swing in a 3-1 pitch. You know, it's like, wow. You know, we just – it's just a different game. That's
You'd
what
have been
in the
benched
major
for
leagues.
That when we were kids.
Yeah. If I had swung in a 3-1 pitch after two walks, I'd have been cussed.
Yeah.
And so it's just a different deal. And
you can't do that anymore either, Jim.
No, you can't. it's fun though because every game matters. I mean, there's like it's like you guys said yesterday. You almost lost to Malvern, and that would have put you out of the race. So every game's a big game.
Well, you know, and just going back to touch on what you said there just a little bit, you know, when we're calling a game, a lot of times we talk about what we would do in certain situations. And, of course, that's based on how we played and what we learned when we played. You know, so a lot of it, you know, there's a runner on first, no outs. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to bunt.
Yeah,
but not anymore.
Or at least shorten up your swing and try to, you know, make contact.
Yeah.
Maybe hit the ball the right side. We run under at second, things like that.
Yeah,
yes. None of that anymore. Everybody's swinging for the fences,
that's
baby.
Right. Yeah. Even if you weigh 110 pounds soaking wet, you're trying to hit a home run every time.
I may get myself in trouble with this comment, but I call it the travel ball mentality.
Oh.
And, you know, it's just a different deal. And, you know, like you say, you know, choking up with two strikes, you know, that all used to be a big deal. And so a strikeout was huge when we played. And now it's just like a fly out to left field. It doesn't seem to matter as much.
You can strike out nine times and you hit one home run, you're a hero.
Yeah.
But that's what I got excited about last night against Redwater. Walt Jones, our leadoff hitter, got on with a double. And then Nash Brown hit a ground ball to second base, moved in the third. Caleb Blankenship ground ball to short, scored the first run. So, you know, so maybe some of that's starting to come around because, you know, like I say, fellas, most games we've out-hit the opponents. But we just hadn't been able to, you know, hit the sacrifice fly to center field. And that's what Camden Fairview did. They hit two sack flies, a ground ball to shortstop to score three of their runs. And they beat us 5-4.
Well, you know, one-run ball games, everybody thinks about what happened in the sixth and seventh inning, how you lost the ball game. You may have lost the ball game in the first inning when you had a runner at third and didn't find a way to get him home.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Because the pitching's been pretty good, and the defense has been pretty good. And the hitting, you know, you look at our averages are – you know, most of them are pretty good averages, but the running and scoring position has been tough all year.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought last night, hopefully you can kind of change that momentum. And because the game tonight, if we play Arkadelphia, to me, this is almost a do or die game. You got to beat Arkadelphia at home, because if you don't, and then that means you have to win all three of the next games hoping to get into the regionals.
Yeah. Ooh. The Leopards and the Panthers have a big game left, so there's a lot of baseball still yet to play, even though we're down to the last couple weeks.
Yes, yes. And then on the girls' side, our girls had a big victory against Camden Fairview on Thursday. And they're starting to kind of get their bats rolling. Maddie Troop pitched a shutout. Zanaya Alexander pitched a shutout, and Maddie Troop had three hits. And Cariel Forbes had a big game at shortstop. And so they're starting to kind of get things rolling. And they're kind of in the middle of the pack, too. It's not quite as tight as the boys, but, they need to win three of their next four games, too, as well, to be sure that they qualify for the regionals.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, our conference, how, I think the girls is a little more top-heavy than the boys. I don't think the boys is – I think anybody can beat anybody in those eight teams. And I think the girls is a little top-heavy with Nashville and Malvern, of course. But through about six – They're all pretty close.
Yeah, I agree. Malvern and Nashville, they're kind of a step above, especially Malvern. They've got what I call they've got the Jaden Hill. of girls softball.
Yeah.
And she just dominates the game, pitching, hitting, and we in the boys game, I don't feel like we have any of those guys. We got some good players, but we don't have the pitcher that just dominates the game as much, and so it makes everything even. But in the girls game, I tell you what, Malvern, when we play Malvern, I get a ticket and watch. I mean, they're fun to watch.
They are.
Yep. Well, this week, hopefully it'll be clear skies all week, Jim.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so. Especially Saturday. I'd rather not walk in the rain if I could help it.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about Caddyshack, that guy, that preacher playing golf, and maybe you could be like that, walking in a monsoon, just wind blowing and everything, just you alone against the elements.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I roll, fellas. Me against the elements.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I hope it's a great day. I hope too. It's a great day for you, and I know it. I know it'll be a wonderful. You'll make a lot of money. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Cause. Yeah.
And we know that you're feeding people today. We don't want to keep you very long, but we do need a Horatio State Bank mm-hmm. Panther Player of the Week.
Well, after yesterday, it's got to be Cutter Dollarhide. He had a double, two doubles, three RBIs, home run out of the ballpark, was the winning pitcher. And so I think Cutter Dollarhide will be our player of the week.
Okay. Awesome. We appreciate you so much, Jim, and good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Take care, bro.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are actually joined by Mrs. Angie Walker herself. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Doing great. And I'm excited for you to tell us what's coming up next with some of the clinic stuff. And also, do you have a 50-50 already chosen for the next month?
We do. I believe it is the DeQueen High School Cheerleaders for the month of May.
Oh, great.
So I'm super excited about that. They always do really well.
I believe last time you guys did them, they came in on the radio station and did a cheer and the whole thing for us.
So. I bet they'll be doing the same thing this year.
Yes.
So on the Simple Simon side, we have a couple things in addition to that. So our monthly special is, of course, large one-topping original calzone, $21.99.
Oh, yeah, the calzones.
And then you may be being asked if you want to donate a dollar to Feed Local. And so I want to make sure folks understand what Feed Local is. So Feed Local is a nonprofit that the clinic put in place in which we helped to bridge the backpack program for DeQueen, Derek's, and Horatio. So if you're being asked if you want to donate a dollar to Feed Local, just know that stays here.
It's actually local.
It's actually local, and it is impacting the local school kids.
Awesome. So the backpack program going into, I guess, next year or the next school year.
So it's going on right now.
Okay.
And so what happens is for the DeQueen School District, Jennifer Martin does a fantastic job with the backpack program. There are times in which we'll bridge that gap for her, like if she has a month where she has more kids than usual. And so just to make sure for anybody that doesn't know, the backpack program is where I think your school counselors have identified some children that need some assistance with food in the evenings and on the weekends outside of school hours.
Gotcha.
And so they make sure that those children have food to take home. And so Jennifer handles it at DeQueen. I handle it at Derek's. And then Beth Toddy kind of ramrods it at Horatio.
Gotcha.
And so just anytime there's stuff going on or we need to help with additional assistance, and that's where that goes.
Awesome. Awesome. So donate a dollar if you get asked to feed local, because it actually stays here and helps our local children.
It does. And there's nothing goes to administration fees. Nothing right. goes to anything other than food for the backpack program.
Awesome. Awesome. So great news.
Is Feed Local part of the newspaper thing too?
Yes. Yes. So we do the blessing boxes mm-hmm. as well. And so, and we have a ton of folks on the list. So just know that we're getting to you. We're having to have a couple of them refurbished and painted. And so we're picking up an additional 7 from Bristow Metals this morning that will decal and will be put into play. And then my brother-in-law, I love him a lot, is on the road today and has actually picked up 20 additional more that we've identified with different newspaper companies and what have you. And so those will go to Bristow Metals. Sorry, Jared, for repainting, refurbishing, and then ready to be put into play as well.
Great idea. Yeah. I mean, a really, really cool idea. And they work perfectly for what you need.
And so they're stationed. The next time I come in, I'm going to try to have a list of everywhere that they are. And this is something where the community can actually just open it up and put in whatever you want. And so, you know, the goal is that folks around town or within, actually we're in the county. We're doing some in Horatio, Locksburg, and Derrick's even. And so just for those folks that need that additional assistance.
Awesome. Ayers Cleaners, anything to say about that? We are open Saturdays, of course, like I said, mentioned earlier, for your convenience. Yep. But I know we were talking about the cap and gown pressing, which is very cool.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're open on Saturdays now from 9 to 12. We also do pickup and delivery. So if anybody needs assistance with that, we do offer that.
Wow.
Greg, I'm excited now. I'm so excited.
I think our wash and fold is like $1.99 a pound. And so those ladies do a fantastic job. I'm pretty sure Jackson takes all his laundry there.
Yeah.
But you don't
see him doing it.
Does he pay though? That's what I want.
No.
You get the bill.
I get the bill for that. Yes. We are doing cap and gown cleanings and pressings.
Great.
This is DeQueen Horatio Legacy Academy and Cossetot graduating
seniors.
So we kind of extended it to our regional area. Please don't wait till the last minute.
Yes.
Because I do need time, because we're fitting that in amongst all the laundry and stuff and the services that we're doing. And so I know that cap and gown pickup was last week for DeQueen, I think.
Mm.
And so just get that off your list of things to do. Get it dropped off, and we'll get it turned around and right back at you.
Awesome. Ayers Cleaners, so cool.
Let's talk about Dirks.
Yeah, can we talk about the Dirks Clinic? Because
I love the Dirks.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's ever expanding.
I know. So we laid floor this week.
Oh, cool.
We're installing cabinets as well. You may or may not have noticed it got a new paint job, and so we're super excited about that. Again, Bristow Metals is building a canopy for us. So for my Dirks folks, it is coming back.
Nice.
They're just getting it put together, and that'll probably be, I don't know, in the next 30 days, they'll put that back up. We'll be adding on additional 3 exam rooms there and x-ray.
Yeah.
And so just super excited about that one. I love it. We are doing free physicals for the Derrick's athletics. And so I believe that's May 17th.
looking at Jeff Tuttle.
Yes. I'll make sure and get a flyer for that.
You can tell Tuttle hadn't had a physical in a while.
But to speak on that, we're doing those physicals. I believe it's May 17th. We're also doing them a full week at DeQueen. And so for my outlying school districts, both Horatio and Foreman, if you're needing assistance with those physicals and even Cossetot, holler at us. We actually now have a service where when we come out to do those physicals, we can actually do vision and hearing as well. And then depending on what it is, like with DeQueen, we'll set up on back-to-school registration days. We'll be able to offer those services along with catch-up immunizations. And so for any of the other school districts that would like for us to get that knocked out for them during registration, if you could call and get on our schedule right now, because we're working on that schedule for next year.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
And it's one of those things where it does not affect attribution. If you want to continue to see Dr. Lofton, see Dr. Lofton. If you want to continue to see Angie Martin, Dr. Mitchell, immunizations do not affect attribution. And so the goal with that is to just get them caught up.
Right.
And then kind of take some of that workload off the school nurses.
Yeah.
So
makes sense. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention?
I think I got it with the free physicals. We are doing a QPR training, which is suicide prevention. Now, this one is going to be Spanish only. We've partnered with the Mercy Me Advent Center and then Laura Salas to put that on. And that will be on April the 23rd at 5:30. We're going to do an open coffee bar. But for those of you that don't know, QPR is question, persuade, and refer. It's just, it's a great certification to have, and it allows you to kind of ask those hard questions. You know, everyone's so afraid to ask somebody, well, how are you doing? Where are you contemplating suicide? Well, this training actually tells you, no, ask the question.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to convince somebody to go ahead and do it. You're not going to impact them. You're only going to impact them for the good.
Right. So. It's kind of a first line of defense that you get to have a certification in, and it could be your family member or your friend or somebody that let you know, you know. So, great. And you've already done one of these, and now this one is in Spanish.
This one's in Spanish only. Cool. And again, April 23rd, 5:30, open coffee bar. And so we're super excited about that one.
Beautiful.
Does that mean there's a coffee bar with a bottle of Crown sitting there?
That would be nice, but no. Miss Debbie might have a problem with that.
Yeah, I thought she might want to yell.
Yeah, she might be like, no.
Well, Angie, thank you so much for coming in. We always enjoy you giving us an update on everything going on Walker-related. And what do we got here?
I'm sorry.
Oh, your new adventure.
Oh, yeah. We got a new one to talk about.
Yes.
That's right.
Sorry, guys.
We got to add two.
Yeah. And so for cutting room, I'm super, super excited about that. So nothing is changing. I am not cutting hair. I don't even wash my own hair. But the ladies just asked if I would kind of, I guess, help them with, you know, letting them pay their chair rent. I want to say chair hair, but that's not right. Chair rent to me. We are expanding the retail side of it. And so we've completely swapped everything over to milkshake products, which for you guys that probably don't understand what that is.
I love milkshakes.
That's a very organic brand of hair products for ladies.
Okay.
And so love it. Yeah, everybody needs a milkshake. Yeah. And so we've kind of changed that around. And so if you get the chance to go by there and check out the retail. We're also getting ready to start having is it called Lavender and Thorn, I think? And then we're also kind of partnering up with some local vendors, too, for some stuff that we want in there. But we have an open chair. Yeah. So we have an open spot. So for any of you hairdressers, no, we don't want Greg doing your hair.
Yeah.
But for any of those hairdressers
like
or barbers who, you know, are looking for a place to land, we would love to talk to you about that.
It's where I get my hair cut.
Yes.
No, I need one badly.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? You get a man in there doing hair too. You've got all the different possibilities.
We're all about some men. Like, we're not turning any away. So.
I don't like men cutting my hair. I like women cutting my hair.
Oh, they do a great
job. That seems a little like.
I know, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? It's because I got my hair cut by a Turkish guy one time, and it was more of an assault than it was a hair cutting. He slapped me. He, you know, he just
you
grabbed
crying?
Your head and twisted.
Were you crying?
I'm near crying.
You don't get near the gossip. Yeah. Hairdresser.
Yeah, and you don't get the gossip, as Jeff says. And it's like, you know,
saying that.
Yeah. like it's just a lady will be like, oh, turn your head this way. A man will do the Steven Seagal neck snap on you just to get you to turn your head.
You're getting like chiropractor at the same time.
A little bit, yeah. So I just prefer the gentle touch of a female than the getting slapped around. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Part two.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the last thing. So we actually have some apartment openings. And so we normally never have that.
Yeah.
And so what we have is some 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartments in Horatio. Hmm. They've got all appliances, washer and dryer. So
beautiful. I lived in one of your apartments that was pretty much brand new, and I loved it. I kind of wish I was still living in it, but it was, you know, the great landlord. And congratulations on the new business, of course, business opportunity with Cutting Room.
Yes, I'm
and
excited.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. Of course, Angie
Thanks
Walker.
For coming.
Yeah, thank you for coming and getting us the lowdown on all that stuff. And we were just talking about the Dirth Clinic, which makes sense because we have a King Tut on the mic.
King Tut to talk to us about outlaw athletics last week. What you got for us, Jeff?
Not a lot last week.
Okay.
Only one game, and y'all kind of covered it when y'all talked about the Gators. 15-0 win for the Outlaws. You know, the Outlaws baseball, that was the only game played, Lady Outlaws or Outlaws, last week. And, you know, Danny Deere pitched a shutout for the Outlaws in that ball game, a good game for Danny. And
so it sounds like we know who the Toe Thumper Lures Player of the Week is going to be.
Yeah, for the last week, the Toe Thumper Lures Player of the Week is going to be Danny Deere. He pitched an outstanding game and came away with a win. Now, we'll kind of touch on what took place yesterday. The Outlaws and Lady Outlaws traveled to Caddo Hills. Lady Outlaws won 9-2 over the Lady Indians. Harley Barber, winning pitcher for the Lady Outlaws. But the big news yesterday, the Outlaws defeated the Caddo Hills Indians 15-0 in 6 innings. And probably get recognition next week as player of the week unless something really changes. But for the Outlaws yesterday, Andrew Mack, listen to this stat line. Struck out 15 batters, no hits, no runs, and walked one person.
Hmm.
That's a pretty nice outing by Andrew Mack, and he's had a few of those this year. So, you know, giving up no hits, it doesn't matter.
Close to a perfect game.
Doesn't matter what caliber of team you're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, big game for Andrew Mack.
15 out of 18 strikeouts too, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, so the ball wasn't put into play much.
No, it sure wasn't. I'd have went to sleep out in the outfield. you know, been picking flowers, laying down, playing in the dirt. Like,
there you go.
But great job by him.
The schedule for this week, Lady Outlaws are supposed to play the Foreman Lady Gators today, Tuesday, weather pending. I mean,
yeah.
And I think that's going to be the thing all week. You know, Lady Outlaws are supposed to play Kirby Lady Trojans on Thursday, and then on Friday, both teams, Outlaws and Lady Outlaws, host Akron Tigers conference game. They really need to get that in. That'll be senior night. And I'd also like to mention the field, the Booster Club has checked with everybody. And, I mean, it was approved months ago, and we're going to dedicate the field to Drew Walston. It will officially be Drew Walston Memorial Field. We'll have a sign going to put up, have a little ceremony Friday. So we hope the weather cooperates for all of that.
Great. Well deserved.
Yep, absolutely.
I would be a little remiss if I don't mention also on behalf of the Booster Club, us guys on the podcast, the Derrick's Community, Greg Gibson, a longtime fan of the Outlaws. He, I would say manager of the football team, but he kind of controls the sidelines and has kids help him out. You know, he's done it for, I'm going to say, going on 20 years. Rarely misses a sporting event. His father passed away, and, you know, the Outlaw community and all of us would like to offer them our condolences.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, sure would. Sorry for your loss, but appreciate all the Outlaw athletics. And I got a question for you.
Junior High District track meet at Caddo Hills on Wednesday.
Okay.
And, you know, as far as Outlaws, y'all talking about a couple of weeks of baseball left. Our district tournament starts next Monday. I mean, softball and baseball. Now, I'm assuming they'll have to get the conference games in. Mm-hmm. They might have to push it back, but it's supposed to start on 22nd.
That's what I was just going to ask you about, because we don't have conference game, conference tournaments.
Okay.
We just go straight to regional based on top four go straight to regional. So so y'all have a district tournament next week. Then you go to
district tournaments at Spring Hill, and regionals will be at Parker's Chapel for both softball and baseball.
Okay.
I'd also like to mention real quick, episode 36, I can't believe they've let you guys do this for this long, but our local Pittsburgh guy was here.
Jerome Bettis,
the greatest, only number 36 I can think of, but got to be the greatest number 36 of all time.
Absolutely.
Pittsburgh Steeler. Greg's mind's churning over there.
I'll have to think.
36 is a very uncommon number.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Jerome Bettis, Jerome Bettis was good. I tell you, the best part about him was his attitude and his in the way he was good with PR.
Yeah,
he
the
was.
Steelers give the Rams a fourth round draft pick for him. And then he wore the Rams out the very next season.
Oh yeah, yep.
But most people probably forget about him being a Ram.
Yeah, Well, hey, one thing I want to mention too before we move on to the non-high school related sports. The Presley Young yesterday was the winner of the Crystal Award from the Queen Rotary Cup for the outstanding athletic accomplishment by the Queen Lady Leopard.
Yep.
And congratulations to her.
Leopard soccer had another big week too, went undefeated last week.
They really did.
They are rolling.
We're being remiss and not discussing that. Girls are getting better as it comes along.
And the boys are all, awesome. They're going to be a juggernaut. Yep. So
they're awesome. So starting out first, don't you? You want to recap the Masters real quick?
Not really.
I'm sure Tyler and Randy would like to. Randy, of course, is not here, but
But I know Tyler wants to. Tyler, you want to get on this?
I didn't watch it.
Your guy won.
My guy won.
Yeah.
Your guy won.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bold pick to take the number one player in the world.
Well, you got to use some sense.
Yeah.
Who was your pick?
Rory.
Oh, okay. I like Rory.
He made the cut.
Yeah.
As did, I just love saying it, Sahith Theegala.
I couldn't find his name on there.
He was there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something real quick that just disappoints me. And as I get older, I guess I get a little more sentimental.
Get off my lawn.
I've never been a Jose Marie Olazabal fan, but I didn't even know he was in a tournament until I watched the final. You know, the way they finished, and I mean, he made the cut, and I never seen a single shot that he played, and that's kind of sad because he's part of history.
Two-time Masters.
He's part of history.
Yeah, I was a big Tom Lehman fan, so I didn't like it when he beat him. Remember that one?
I liked him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a great champion, and probably should have been mentioned a little bit that he was at least playing. I didn't know till you said that he played, and I watched it for 2 days.
Also in the top 10, Patrick Reed, and I never seen him hit a shot on the broadcast, and I believe it's because he might be the most hated PGA player out there.
I was going to say, nobody likes him. That's why he's not on there. Even the cameraman won't put the cameras toward him. he's made everybody mad. So nobody's going to do that, but Great tournament, and the winner, Scheffler,
Scotty Scheffler,
great champion. He really came on. Won by 4 strokes. I think he was in a hurry. He didn't want a playoff. You know, his wife was fixing to give birth. So
don't you know the players in like tie for third and fourth, and don't you know they were thinking, man, I hope his wife goes into labor because he had already said. He was leaving. Yeah. If she went into labor, he was dropping out.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to steal a mic here for a second. Just say I didn't watch it, but I did get my pick right because within 20 seconds of trying to make my pick, I looked up who was number one, and I saw he was, so I picked him.
Yeah.
And all I know is that the whole point of golf is to play as little of it as possible, so I'm happy he did that. It's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Well, once again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Do I get a lunch this time?
Yeah, you get a lunch.
Yay.
Yeah.
You get a lunch.
And my long shot came in the worst of the best. 60th, yeah, 60th. Yeah.
He was a sentimental favorite for most, I believe, though, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I mean,
I tell you, it was during the UFC fights that I was just on my phone for a second and something came up that, like, Tiger Woods did something. And I, for a second, I was like, oh, you know, and then it was.
And then it said, shot his worst score ever in the Masters.
Yeah, something like
worst
that.
Round ever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I was talking to Tony, and I know it's different. I said, he was shooting scores like we shoot. Of course, he probably didn't cheat as much as we did, but
no foot wedges for him.
You don't know. The camera wasn't on him all the time. Yeah, I mean,
somebody was. Somebody was watching him all the time.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. He didn't do that. I'm sure. But with all the injuries he's had and like car wreck and all that stuff, it's amazing that he's even out there.
Yeah.
So. Well, is Scheffler on his way to becoming, you know, an all-time great, or is he an already an all-time great? Or?
I don't know if you were in here when I was talking about it one day, and I can't remember how many weeks Scheffler's been ranked number one, but I saw a stat that if he's number one for the next 7 years, he'll catch Tiger.
As, oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, okay, that's, I was here that is that. A ridiculous
yeah.
stat.
Yep. No, but nobody, that's only happened once, and it was Tiger that did it.
We got to see it. I mean, people.
That's one of my favorite things about sports records that can't be beaten. Do you have something on this?
Well, I just want to point out that if there was an award for your pick and your dark horse pick finishing the closest together, Fowler finished 30 and Mickelson finished 43. So,
Price is Right rules. That's pretty good.
Bob Barker. Would be
yeah,
proud
Bob
of
Barker
that.
Is part of that. Proud of that one.
So Greg wasn't here when we picked. So yeah. I mean, he told me earlier that he picked Scheffler and Oberg, who finished second.
Yeah, it's easy to say.
Work
after.
With me.
Yeah.
Work with me here, Greg. I'm trying to give you some credit there.
Well, to be honest with you, Tony and I going to Hope Friday, I told him who I was picking.
I did tell him.
And I picked Scheffler to win. I picked Fowler as my dark horse. I want Ricky Fowler to win a major.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Is he close to it? Is it too past, way past his time?
He's probably past doing it. I mean, I don't know. That's.
He may have reached his peak and is kind of – he's trying to stay up there. And, you know, you never know. I mean, the right weekend he could get there. But, I mean, it's just one of those things that I don't know why I want him to even.
I mentioned this before. I mean, I like Scheffler. I mean, he has an unorthodox finish when he swings. I mean, he's airborne, both feet in the air. And the only knock I've got against him is he's a Texas Longhorn.
Yeah, I know.
And – as you watch the leaderboard on Sunday, you kind of pick somebody, and you know I was going Max Homa because I like him. He's a real likable guy, and well, he found trouble on the 12th.
He did,
and
didn't he?
Took an unplayable, and it was over after that. Yep. I mean, he was within a shot at that time.
Yep.
I'm not a huge golf fan. I'm coming around a lot of the sports. Last year, I started watching basketball. Football might still take a little while for me, and. MLB, I've been watching nothing but MLB
what about
highlights. Hockey I do like, with golf, I don't see myself really enjoying it or paying too much attention to it, but I really like iced tea and lemonade mixed together. So
that's Arnold Palmer.
You know, Arnold Palmer.
And yes. There is an alcoholic version of that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. I like that guy.
You mix it with Marlboros and M&M's.
Yeah, that's right.
That guy created the best meme of 2023 in the pants and the whatever. You know,
I have a funny John Daly story. You know, he was an alternate. This was after he was alternate and won the PGA a few years later, and he had to go from Dardanelle, where he was living at the time, to Memphis to play in a tournament. And a reporter asked him how long it took him to get there to drive it, and he said, "I'm not sure of the time, but it's a 30-pack."
Yeah, that's probably right. Well, moving on to NBA and NHL, both starting the playoffs, right? Playoffs starting right now, so I guess LeBron and all those older guys are going to start actually playing now.
Yeah.
So,
although I've been watching LeBron's highlights, and he's been it looks like he's playing more than the other guys.
Yeah.
Just recently, I don't know, but
he's getting warmed up for the playoffs.
Yeah, he's getting warmed up. It's just crazy. I think it's kind of crazy. There's so many regular season games, and it kind of just looks like they're all just playing. You know. That's all I got on that.
Yeah. Well, they let everybody in, so I mean.
Well, they both feed each other. One, you have 10 teams make the playoffs in each conference, which is crazy. You play the regular season to eliminate
half of them.
Not even half.
Yeah.
Not even half.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think there's a 20 teams make the playoffs, 12 don't, something like that. But and they do that so teams won't tank at the end. And then they have a draft lottery, which trying to discourage teams from tanking at the end. But when you let 10 teams in your playoffs, guess what that's going to do? There's no incentive to turn it on at the end unless you're 11. And, you know, so I don't know how to fix it either.
And in the NBA, that last seed can compete. I mean, they're all.
Yeah.
So good just teams. Don't be the worst.
Well, the Warriors, both the Warriors and the Lakers 2 weeks ago were out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they were close. But they, yeah. And that's all they were trying. That's all. You don't think LeBron James and you know, all those players have not figured out, okay, this is where we got to be here, and that's where I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and how did the Spurs do last week? I didn't pay attention because they were last in their, weren't they?
They're last in the
conference, right?
Yeah.
So Wembanyama, you know, I've seen him do really cool things during the season, but for the most part, I'm seeing him get boxed out.
So are they going to miss the playoffs?
Oh yeah,
the Spurs are? Okay. Because I saw where he was out.
Games.
I saw where he was out for, he said the season finale or whatever, but I didn't know they were.
Yeah, it's so much pressure. Is there any more pressure than being the NBA number one draft pick? Like literally, everybody looks at you. Everybody wants to target you, and if you don't play like you did in college, then everybody just writes you off immediately. It's happened over and over again.
But he's a different specimen. I mean,
he's massive, and he looks good. But again, one of the only times I've seen him playing was when because I only watch highlights. I don't keep up as much. This is where I start paying attention. And I was at Chili's watching a Spurs game, and I just watched Kevin Durant completely just veteran him out. You know what I mean? It was Wembanyama looked incredibly frustrated.
And that's the thing. They'll have to get him some help because everybody's the super teams now. You know, they get three superstars on a team and roll with it.
Yeah.
So,
well, and one of the things about him is he didn't come out of college. He'd been playing European league for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Now he's young.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd been playing in the pros, which different level, but which is obvious by what Kevin Durant did to him. Yeah. He got done over and over to it. He'll get there eventually. But NBA, it'll get. I'm gonna start watching tonight. The playoffs start tonight.
Do they start tonight?
Yeah. I'm gonna start.
That's
watching.
That's how much I've kept up with.
And they start tonight, and I'm gonna watch at it. I'll probably watch the last little bits.
Like that watch game. At it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to sit there and just watch every second of the game and devote all my attention to it. Mm-hmm. NHL, playoffs starting again and again, like Tony said. I mean, there's so many teams in the playoffs. You just, you know, let's get down to the last four and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Then I'm kind of, you know.
I'm excited during the initial playoffs, but again, it's kind of like NBA. There's so many games and I don't think they play like, obviously, they don't play like they do during the playoffs, and it's just don't be worst. And, you know, they start falling off pretty quick. Like, I feel like NHL playoffs move quicker than others. I know they don't, but for some reason it feels like they do.
I'll give you my NHL knowledge right here.
Okay.
Are the Buffalo Sabres, are they still a team?
No.
Are they not?
Not that I know of.
I used to follow the Sabres years ago. They had what I think was probably the greatest goalie, you know, Dominik Hasek.
Mm.
He used to like to get involved in a fight or two. I mean, I really liked them.
Yeah, I love
speaking of goalies. Another, I'm just sharing my NHL knowledge, which isn't a lot. Patrick Waugh, spelled Roy. I've never understood that.
Yeah,
I heard Mario Lemieux, Wayne Gretzky. I heard they were pretty good hockey players.
Wayne
at one
was
time.
Good. Wayne was really good. Sidney Crosby, who I believe still plays. If I'm not mistaken,
he's
amazing.
He's got to be old.
Yeah, he's old, but he tears it up. At least the last playoff season I watched was
in the playoffs.
Because he came along when Lemieux was still playing.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
but if you like fights, then you have to watch the regular season because fights.
I saw a good one the other night.
They're not tolerated during the playoffs, you know. So at least not as much. Like you can kind of do it, but the penalizing is a lot more severe. Obviously,
I've seen the highlights playoffs. Of a good hockey fight the other night. Mm-hmm. Now, as me and you enjoy, I don't know about Greg and Tony, but it was no UFC fight, but it was a pretty good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hockey fights are great.
UFC 300 was worth the money.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's the greatest combat sports event of all time, I would say. I mean, unless you are just huge boxing fan, I mean, Rumble in the Jungle and stuff like that, or the, you know, the Thrilla in Manila, these types of things were huge back in not even out your guys' day, you know, right? They were?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember watching them.
Okay.
They were on network.
Yeah, they're just network TV. Yeah. Yeah, all of Mike Tyson's fights and stuff like that. But
Wide World of Sports for Mike Tyson back in the day.
But let me tell you, when you watched Tyson or even watched Ali, did you pay attention to the boxes on the undercard, or was it really?
I did. I've always watched undercard. Yeah, I love undercard. And the undercard of the night was.
It was.
There were some big name fighters.
So the first fight of the night was two former champions. One of them was a champion a year and a half ago. So to think of a year and a half ago, a champion was fighting on the very first fight of the night was huge. And all the way up, I know, Greg, you tuned in for two fights, one with Aljamain Sterling and Calvin Kattar, which was this very stinky fight if you're not into wrestling and stuff.
They look like two sea turtles.
Yeah, two sea turtles laying on each top of each other. And Aljamain is not known for getting much offense off from the top position. And then you got to watch Jiří Prochazka and Alexander Rakic, which was great.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and
I missed that one. I was traveling somewhere to watch the pay-per-view when
I should have reached out to you. I started at 5. You know, I watched 8 hours of fights. I didn't miss a single moment.
Now, I'm going blank on the last name, but Kayla...
Harrison.
I've watched her in other MMA, and, you know, I'm a fan of hers. I like watching her, and she...
She was great in the PFL.
She destroyed Holly Holm.
Unfortunately. I mean, Holly Holm had a reversal or two. She did better than I thought she would. I thought it was going to be 30 seconds, you know, and it ended up being a little bit longer. We don't have too much time, do we? But I will just say that, you know, she's a two-time gold-winning Olympian judoka. I believe she could easily make a run for the title.
And for the people that are only in the UFC for the big names and don't really follow it, 303, McGregor's coming back.
That's right. McGregor versus Chandler is finally happening. I don't give McGregor a shot.
And I like him.
I like him. I would rather him win. I give him a puncher's chance like anybody else, but Michael Chandler is a beast. And, you know, he's just fought nothing but the best while McGregor was doing what he does. We'll just leave it at that.
So, making Roadhouse.
Wasting the money.
Yeah, making Roadhouse, wasting the money made. And
that's why he's coming back to fight.
Yeah, yeah. Extracurricular activities, let's just call it that. You know. Yep. So, and they're fighting at welterweight, which is both of not their natural weight, so 170, which Conor at 170 is he gasses out in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's his walk-around weight, really. So
yeah, exactly. So he won the title at 145 for the first time, and now he's fighting at 170. So, you know, he's massive right now, and he's probably going to slim down a little bit coming off the juice, honestly. And that's my take on that. But, yeah, 300 was incredible. Two of the most viral moments ever. Plus, as Jeff had brought up off air, Yan Xiaonan getting absolutely choked unconscious, but saved by the bell, and then woke up in between the second and third rounds with the help of her corner, slapping her and getting her ready to go. And then she gave a hell of a fight after. Sorry. She gave a heck of a fight after that.
And another thing that, you know, that stood out to me, and like I say, I know we're running out of time, but the BMF title, Gaethje and Holloway, it changed. When I'm assuming Gaethje got his nose broke,
In the first round,
as the bell, rung. I mean, if that doesn't happen
with a spinning like a wheel kick,
I mean, and it was right at the bell. Yeah. I mean, and he couldn't breathe. No. You could see
he already has nose problems. He's had two surgeries on his nose, and he has trouble breathing out of it. In fact,
then he got his eyes poked out a couple of times.
Yeah, that happened, and then but the thing about the BMF title is nobody has done. Do that. But with a viral 1 second left knockout was probably the most highlight viral moment that UFC will ever get. Possibly one of them.
Holloway told him.
Yeah.
Holloway could have stayed away from him.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what that title's about.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So he gave Gaethje a chance. Gaethje hits like a truck, and he said,
stand here and fight me.
Yeah. In the post-fight press conference, Holloway said, he missed me with those shots, but the wind hurt me. That's how hard Justin Gaethje punches, you know. So I gave Holloway no chance. I was picking Gaethje 100%.
I did, too.
And, wow, was I wrong.
I lost a mythical $100 on that fight. I mean, we say we're betting. Nobody ever pays. But.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't really make that bet.
I like those kind of bets.
Yeah.
And then I was like double or nothing on the next two.
Yeah.
So. I'll tell you what, we'll get, let's all take a look, get a little bit better in our NHL knowledge going forward, and we'll start talking
about the playoffs. Was that directed at me?
Well, no, me too, because I don't know. I don't know who's, I mean, if you ask me right now, just with no information who's going to win, I'm going to say the Knights, and I don't even know if that's true or not.
My goal for next week is to see if Buffalo still has a hockey team.
All right.
And the other thing we need to talk about next week, and to be thinking about this, is the NFL draft is next week. It starts on the 25th, I believe.
I'm ready for y'all on that one.
Yeah, and so let's talk about what's going to happen, both from the college aspect of it and also from our team's aspect of it.
I really don't even know how the NFL draft works. Is it like the NBA's, like a lottery system? Or?
No.
Well, you finish last.
You finish last, you get to pick first. Oh, okay. They go in reverse order.
Okay.
And so the first, I mean, like the first round, you've got like 15 minutes between each pick.
Yeah.
You know, once it starts, you're on the clock. And then after that, it goes to 5 minutes?
I think so. And, you know, it can get really confusing. Say you finish last and you're the Bears with the number one pick, but last year somebody traded you a superstar for the number one pick. You know, you don't get it. Mm. So,
okay.
You know, it could change up in a hurry, especially on draft day.
Yep. So is this one particularly interesting to you guys?
Well, I think there's when you look at there's some things that can happen with all our teams. I think Jeff's team's probably – the best team set up, young and everything. I think Pittsburgh's probably the best overall team, but their window of opportunity is shutting rapidly. So that's why they're trying to make things happen that work for them this year, maybe next year. And they're looking a little bit.
And Pittsburgh made more offseason moves than the Packers or the Cowboys.
Yeah. And I think the Packers are pretty happy where they're at.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be picking up here and there. Dallas has got to make some big moves. And we can talk about more later. But they've got to have some linemen. They got to have some linebackers. And they need a running back, really.
Linemen, I think, offensive and defensive, is going to be the key for the Packers. I mean, I think that's what they're focusing on.
But we'll talk about that next week. It's probably time to wrap this up for this week. We appreciate y'all hanging around for episode 36 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. For Tony Stowers, for Jeff Tuttle, for Tyler Massey, I'm Greg Revels. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.